Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scriptures verse by verse. I am in 2 Timothy 3 verses 10 through 13 in the Phillips translation of the Bible. And here's what it says. But you, Timothy, have known intimately both what I have taught and how I have lived. My purpose and my faith are no secrets to you. You saw my endurance and love and patience. As I met all those persecutions and difficulties at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. And you know how the Lord brought me safely through them all. Persecution is inevitable for those who are determined to live really Christian lives, while wicked and deceitful men will go from bad to worse, deluding others and deluding themselves. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this moment in time where we can just pull away from all that we have been going through and just take a moment to love you, to praise you, to worship you, to be next to you, to experience your grace, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your love, the hope that is within us. We pull away today to acknowledge that you are good. You are with us. You have promised that you will never leave us. You will never turn your back on us. You will never forsake us. Lord, thank you for the example of Paul, who poured his life into another person. And I pray that, again, as I've prayed throughout this month, you would send us a Timothy to pour our lives into, and that you would send us a Paul who will pour into our lives. Lord, help us to live lives of endurance and love and patience. Lord, help us to understand that persecution and difficulty is normative for the Christian. I think we've been sold a bill of goods that once we meet Jesus, everything's going to be awesome and we'll never struggle again. But the truth is that if we know you and if we are, if our hearts are ignited by you, if we have been saved by you, if we have given our lives to you, that we will become a mark for the enemy and we will suffer persecution. And Lord, I thank you that as we do, it shows that the Spirit of glory rests upon us. So instead of looking at it negatively, like, oh, shoot, I'm going through persecution, this is terrible, which we can do, but we can also say, but this absolutely means that the God of the nations, the God of the world, the God of the universe is residing in me. Thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I love that Paul says, you know how the Lord brought me safely through them all. I pray for my friend listening today, you would bring him, you would bring her through the trial that they're going through safely. And Lord, it may not look like the way they anticipated you to do so. I pray that they would allow you to be the creator, to be utterly and completely creative in the way that you rescue him. It might come through a different way, a different method, a different intervention, but I do pray for it fervently that you would rescue my friend who's walking through trial right now. Lord, we want to live Christ-following lives. We know that people are going from bad to worse. Help that not to discourage us. Lord, I know that I get very discouraged by injustice and the evil of this world. And so, Lord, instead of letting that get the best of me today, help me to just place my trust in you. I know that there are people out there deluding others and deluding themselves, but Lord, that should not stop me. It should not stop us from really pursuing your heart and hearing your voice, that still small voice that says, this is the way I want you to go, walk you in it. So help us to hear your voice, to obey you, to spend some time today apart from this crazy world, to worship you, to put in some worship music, and to just heap grace upon you. To throw, cast our crowns before your throne, to worship the one and only true God, the triune God, the one who is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the powerful one, the forgiving one, the grace-filled one, the just one, the holy, holy, holy one. We worship you, we love you, we adore you, we need you, we revere you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's just been such a privilege to do this for you this year. I am really looking forward to February 1st, where we're going to share our testimonies. And please mark your calendar for that day, because I think it's going to be a really special podcast. So have an amazing day, and may this week be full of the presence of Christ.